Tzav, and the other says that you don't believe Reis Tzav. So the first the Gemara gives an answer of Rav Yosef, who says, Kam the mumcha, kam shena mumcha. So Pasha Pshat is, can't say Pasha Pshat, machlag is Rashi in the Rif. So we learned yesterday, Rashi says, if he's a big dayan mumcha, so that two baladinim have to believe him when he reverses his psak, when he changes his mind. But if he's not such a dayan mumcha, then the one who won the balabos, the one that didn't tarry the first time, can claim, I hold like the first psak, because he's muchzik, he's holding on to the money. And there is such a concept in Shulchan Aruch, whenever there's a machlokas haposkim. If there's a split vote in the bezin 2-1, so the bezin issues a psak rubik kukul, the bezin issues a psak that is chayv. You can't argue the point and say, in holchem imam and achar haroiv, the Ramban and the Malcham at the end of Yuma raises that issue. And the Meiri quotes it over there also in the end of Yuma. Why don't you say in holchem imam and achar haroiv? He says, not because once you have a split vote 2-1, so the whole, it's considered as if the whole bezin, rubik kukul, as if the whole bezin issued the psak. So you ignore the miyut. But if you have a machlokes haposkim, they're not sitting together. The Ktsois lived in one city, the Nesidim lived in a different city, and the Chamed Shlomo lived in a third city, and Rabbi Kiveg lived in a fourth city. Everybody lived in a different community. And you have a machlokes haposkim, and they weren't omdu l'minyim biyachad. So then, if the Dayan wants the paskim based on the haskama of the Rov haposkim, so the Baldin, who's muchzak on the money, can say, kim li ka miyut. I'm muchzik on the money, and holchem imam rach rabbi, you have no right to take money away from me, based on a rov haposkim, because the miyut disagree. So that's what Rashi says over here, the baldin, who won the din Torah the first time, can claim, I hold like the first psak, because I'm muchzik on the money. That's the concept of el v'el divil kim chayim, it's nagi el halacha, also not stam. Divil kim chayim, you're in fulfillment of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah by spending time to learn b'sham hashitas. Sometimes it's even the shita that's not accepted al halacha. Sometimes it's even a ge halacha lemaisa. It happens that b'shamet b'sil ber omdu l'minyan. So that's where Moshe Feinstein says that. That's why b'shamet b'mokam b'sil in a mishnah. We don't count b'shamet at all. It's not because of something unusual. Rav Moshe writes, not something special about b'shamet b'sil adarabba. B'shamet should be more important than machloikas diktsos and the nesivas. The shita was not accepted. But because they were together in the same base measure, they were omdil l'minyan, so that's why we totally disregard shita's bishamai halacha l'maisa. There it only means, means when you study bishamai shita, there's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. But in other machlokes, in the Ksais and the Sivis, the Shach and the Taz, and the Sma, when you have a machlokes and they were not omdil l'minyan, then the concept of eil b'yadiv l'kim chayim means even more than it means that bishamai b'sil. It even means that sometimes halacha l'maisa, we rely on the shita sayachetze. That's over here. The Achareinim have this concept. The one is muhsik l'mam and kentayne kim li kamiyot. I hold like the minority opinion. So that's what Rashi introduces over here. The one who won the dintar, the baldin, who won the dintar the first time around, can say, I hold like the first psak. I don't want to surrender the money. So if the dayan is a mumche, that's a Rashi. If the dayan is a mumche, then the baldin can't claim. He's an expert. So he can't claim, I don't want to rely on your second psak, I want to rely on the first psak. No, you have to accept what he said. The Rif learned the pshat and the Gemara pung faker. If he is a mumche, then and only then can the baldin who won the first time claim, kim li ka psak harishon. But if he's not such a big mumche, then the baldin cannot claim, kim li ka psak harishon. Okay. But the Rif and the Rashi are both going with the same kind of a concept. The baldin who won the din Torah the first time claims I'm muchzok and I want to hold kim li kishita zayochit. I want to hold like the original psak. So this was a suggestion of Rabbi Yosef to answer this theory. So the Gemara says it doesn't read straight. Why not? Because the Mishnah in Pchoris doesn't read straight. We said according to Rashi we understand very well. The Mishnah there distinguishes is he a mumcha lebezin, is he not a mumcha lebezin, but in either event he's a big talmid chacham. So, and according to Rashi, whenever the fellow is a mumcha, they're supposed to accept the second psak. They're supposed to surrender. The one who won the din Torah the first time is supposed to surrender the money and give it to the other baldin. So according to Rashi, we understand the kasha very well. It's according to the Rif, not such a strong kasha. The Mishnah says whether he's a mumcha lebez, not a mumcha lebez, it means that he has shus and tola yishalmo. It doesn't mean that he's if he's not a mumcha, it means that he's not such an expert. No, it could be that they're both experts. So according to the Rif, it was a little problematic. But somehow the Gemara rejects Rabbi Yosef's suggestion. So Rav Nachman gives a different answer along the same lines. Can't change God and man along the same lines like Rashi learns. If there's a gadol hamena b'chokhma v'minyan, so they have to listen to what he says, there's a superior court, and the higher bezdin, the bigger talmud chokhma, says he made a mistake, so they should listen to the second psak. But if there isn't a gadol hamena b'chokhma, then the baldin who won the first time can say, kim li ka psak harishon. Interesting. So the Rib says on the first two, on Rav Yosef, which was rejected, and on Rav Nachman, that they didn't agree with the next one, Rav Sheshes, and we do hold like Rav Sheshes. Sheshes says, that the Mishnah in Bechoris that says, Masha'asa'asa, you leave the Psak, that's because it's Tov B'shikol Adas. And our Mishnah that says you reverse the Psak, that's Tov B'dvar Mishnah. You can't say Kim Lika Psak Arishan if it's an open and shut halacha. Everybody knows. What's the first thing is open and shut? So the Gemara says either Tov B'dvar Mishnah, what Rabbi Yonasi put into the Mishnayis, or Afilu B'dirab Shmuel, or Didib Didoch. Who's the Didib Didoch? That's Ravina Ravashi. Didib Didoch. If we come to the conclusion that's Psak, or in the Rishonim say, or in the Shulchan Aruch, or in Chuvas Hagoyim, whatever is Mekubal as the Psak, that's considered Torah B'dvar Mishnah. So Torah B'dvar Mishnah, the Baldin who won the first time cannot claim Kim Lika Psak Arish. Okay. So then Igmari Esther Kasha. It's such a similar din, but it's not really, along the same lines, but it's not the same. There's a Gemara, there's a din in Horius. If the Bezna Gadol made a mistake in Psak and the Roiv HaTzibur, usually the din is that if a person did an Aver B'Shogig, which if he would have violated Aver B'Mezid, it would have been Chayv Karis. If he violates the Aver B'Shogig, he has to bring a Karben Chatos. What if it's the fault of the Bezna Gadol? They issued a Psak, that a certain, he allowed to turn on lights on Shabbos, or whatever, some kind of a psak like that. And then the chief rabbin says, mutter is mutter. So everybody turns on the lights on Shabbos. And then they all back out. Either they back out, or 100 years later, the later Bezna Gadol backs out. And then it turns out that the Reif HaTziba violated an Aver, Sheish Bokare, is Bishoygi, but it wasn't their fault. So then we pass, and Yochel Shasa Beroz Bezna is Chayiv. If it's less than 51% of the Tzibu who did the Aver, even though it's not really his fault, he was in a certain sense an honors, because the Bezna Gadol paskin mutter. What do you want him to do? So still be paskin, that's not called honors, he's chayv chatos. But if the Reif HaTzibur, if 51% of the Tzibur violated this Avera, and the Bezna Gadol will be bringing a Parhal and Dovashel Tzibur, so in that case, everybody gets a kapor, and the Yechidim don't have, each and every individual person doesn't have to bring a chatos, a kizbo, a serum. So the Gemara says that's only if the psak of the Bezna Gadol was in the area of Torah Shabbal Peh. There's no psak in Torah Shabbichsav. Let's say the Bezna Gadol paskin, what the Gemara calls a Torah B'dovashat Tzdukim Odimbo. It's mamish, not a psak at all. Tzdukim only accept Torah Shabbichsav, they don't follow Torah Shabbal Peh. So that's not called a Hayroh. It's only called Shigigos Hayroh, the same thing over here. If it's going to be on the next Amid base, on the Aflamid Gimelon base, this identical did. If Torah B'Dovashat Tzdukim Bodimbo, something that has to be Torah Shabbichsav, you can't say, Yotzim Ibezdin Zaka Eim Achzer Moshe Lechaivo. That's not called even a Hayroah B'Tos. So that's one kind of a thing. Hayroah is only on Torah Shabbal Peh. But here the Gemara has, even if it is Torah Shabbal Peh, it's not a Dovashat Tzdukim Bodimbo, it's not Torah Shabbichsav. But still, it's a Torah B'Dvar Mishnah. It's a Torah B'Dvar Mishnah. So then the din is Torah B'Dvar Mishnah is Chayzer. That the Baldin, the first time, they're not exactly the same. The Gemara in both cases is saying if it's a very big mistake, then it's not called the Psak. So I'm going to get to Yotze in Bezdin Zaka Emach Zer Masa Lechiyuv and the Din of Parhalim Davashel Tzibur. That's not called the Hayroah at all. A Psak and something that's Torah Shibitzav, that's not called Hayroah. It's only Hayroah and Torah Shibal Peh. Here the Gemara is saying a little differently. If it's such a major mistake, it doesn't have to be Tov B'Dovashat Tzdukim Bodimbo. It's a Tov B'Dvar Mishnah. It's an open and shut halacha. Everybody knows. Hafilu Didi V'Didoch. Even if it's Jewish Hagoyim, even B'Zman HaZeh, if it's Shulchan Aruch, then it's Shulchan Aruch, then nobody debates. So that's called Tov B'Dvar Mishnah. So then the Baldin who won the first time cannot claim Kim Li Ka Psak Harishim. So the Bezin reverses the Psak. They just made a mistake. Okay. They reverse the psak, then there's nothing for the dying to pay. Okay, there's no hepsit. What happened over here? They removed the whole Beis HaRechem. And Rab Tarfon thought that that makes it a treif. Rab Tarfon said that it's a treif. But then when they discussed the case, they said that it's not a treif. How do you know? Shama tudas haroife, it's a dovi yadua. A treifa is not going to live Yud Beis Chodesh. There's a machlokes in the Gemara, the first daf in Perikei L'treif, it's machlokes hatanaim. The treifa ain't a chaya, treifa chaya. It's a machlokes. The Ramban over there has the kasha that we mentioned every so often. The Ramban asks a kasha to me, how can the Tanam argue about something that you can experiment and find out? But why did they experiment? Why don't they lock up a few treifas and see if they'll survive 12 months? As Yerushalmi says, Yerushalmi Chala says, how it does make sense, how could there be a machlekes satanaim, whether rice is boiled de chimutz, why don't they mix it with water and watch it and see what's the reaction, what's the chemical reaction? Does it turn into chimutz or does it turn into sirchon? It does make sense to have a machlekes on something that you can experiment and find out what the facts are. So Yerushalmi answers they did experiment, and they were botching it, and that was the machlekes. Where do you draw the line? So the one Tana said that this is chimutz, so it's bodeh de chimutz. And the Chacham said, no, that it's not called chimutz. So the Ramban is over here, how can you have a machlekes with a treifa, chai, treifa, and chai? Why don't they lock up a couple of treifas and see if they're going to survive 12 months? So the Ramban answers, they probably did. They must have locked up 100 animals that had a treifas. And Mizdama, they all died within a year. And half of the Tanaim said, there you have it, that's a conclusive proof that a treifa ain't a chaya. But the reason why the treifa is haras is because they're going to die within a year. But if you have an animal that's a treifa and it does survive for a year, then it's a gloid milsim affair. It was never a treifa. So shecht it quickly before it dies from old age. Shecht it now and it'll be mutter. And the other Tanaim disagreed and said, no, ruba de ruba of the treifas we're masking will die within a year. But treifa ain't a chaya. It's not also because it's going to die within a year. Even if it doesn't die, it's also also. But the ruba will die within a year. So it wasn't a controlled experiment. Maybe if they would lock up 10,000 animals, maybe one out of every 10,000 would survive more than a year. So that's a machlag satana, whether treifa chaya, treifa and a chaya. What if you have a treifa and it lives for a year? But yes, we pass on aloha, if you have an animal that's a suffix treifa, we're not sure if it's a treifa or not. So suffix treifa, if it survives for a year, then it's a raya that is not a treifa, because ruba de ruba of the treifas do die within a year. That's what the Ramban said. The Pashtus is like that. Ruba de ruba will die within a year. So if you have an animal that you're mesupik, suffix treifa, and it survives for a year, al pi rov, you can paskan that it's mutter. Because if it would have been a treifa, it probably would have died within the year. The fact that it survived means that it's not a treifa. But if you have a vada treifa, and it survives for a year, so that's a question. How do you deal with that? How do you deal with that? That's a chuvas harashbo. The Gemara says that if you have an animal, a cow, that has sichas on the lungs, so that's considered a treifa. That's considered a treifa. So the pella is, the Rashbo says, you have a lot of animals that have sichas on the lungs and they survive longer than a year. So what's going on? So the Rashbo says that the doctors and the scientists are lying. It's not true. They don't survive a year. Any animal that has a sichah is going to die within a year. And we can't rely on the scientists. They're fooling us. It's not true. Shabbos said, today we know that it is true. You have animals with sichahs and they live more than a year. So that's a big problem. How do you deal with that? Okay. You can't say that everybody's a liar. But Moshe has such a tshuva also. If a woman is, she comes in, a woman is about to give birth. And she's... The nurses say that she's dilated. Her cervix is dilated, whatever, so much. And then she sits and she waits and she waits and she still doesn't have the baby. So the Gemara says, Moshe says, no, the doctors are lying. The nurses are lying. They don't know what they're talking about. It's not true. It can't be. If she's really dilated, so many, whatever it is, centimeters, I don't know, kilometers, I don't know, whatever it's supposed to be. So it can't be that she's still walking around. How can you say the doctors and the dentists? How can you say all the nurses are lying? So Peladigachu was like that, Rashbo. Okay, maybe the days are Rashbo. He says that, but today, in all the hospitals, you have women come to the hospital, and the nurses say that she's fully dilated, she's still walking around. So how can you say they're all lying? I don't know. So what's the story over here? So Tudus HaRoifer says, it's Maisim L'Choyam, Hippor V'Chazir Yoetzim Alexander Shal Mitzrayim. They didn't want to have any competition. When the Egyptians had very healthy Porus and very healthy Chazeris, so they didn't want anybody else to grow Porus or Chazeris from theirs. So they would remove the Rechem, Beis HaRechem, whatever, they would sell it to someone else. So no one else would be able to duplicate their Porus and their Chazeris. And they live. And they lived more than Yitz Be'chodesh. So you see that it's not a trefa. That's what he says. Tudus HaRoifer says, Maisim Mechal Yain, Elen Kem Chot Chemeim Shalot, Kadesh Shalot Teile, then they live. So you see that it's not a trefa. The Ruba do live. Not the Ruba die. The Ruba, they all do live. So you see, they live Yitz Be'chodesh. It's not a trefa. So Rab Tarfon says, wow, the jig is up. I'm going to have to pay. Because Hechila Rab Tarfon the club, me fed it to the dogs. I'm Rab Tarfon. Olcha Chamorcha Tarfon. I used to have a chamor that I used to ride on. Used to use it for work on my farm. Now I'm going to have to pay because I made a mistake in Psak. And Hechilu L'Klovim, they fed it to the dogs because I said that the bar that they shechted is a trefer. Amla Rabbi Akiva Pateratos. Rabbi Akiva says, just a minute, you don't have to pay. Shkala Mumcha L'Beznin Pater Milosham. You have your shoes from the Reish, from the Nasi probably, not from the Reish Galusa. He lived in Eretz Yisrael. You have your shoes from the Nasi, which means Tolo Yisham. Whoever has that shoes, they give the rishus only to the top Tamir Chacham. See, even though he made such a major mistake, then is a tolo yisham. Freg the Gemara b'hi emisa, and if you are right, if Rav Sheshes is right, and we do pass like Rav Sheshes, that Torah b'dvar Mishneh is choizer, you reverse the psak, b'hi emisa, leim alei, why didn't Rabbi Akiva tell Rav Tarfon, you don't have to pay because Torah b'dvar Mishneh atah, Torah b'dvar Mishneh is choizer. Whenever you make a mistake, and often it didn't, there's mamish a mistake in Mitzias. It's out and out a mistake. We know that Tudus HaRoifer says that the Maisim Mechal Yain, they remove the Beis HaRechem and the animals do survive. So if the Psak is not binding, you reverse the Psak. So reverse the Psak, so there's nothing to pay. So the Gemara says, you're right. Chodav Yod Kama. Rabbi Akiva really said there are two reasons why Rab Tarfon is potter from paying. Number one, Torah b'dvar Mishneh to Torah Mishneh is chayzer. You just reverse the psak. You reverse the psak, so there's nothing to pay about. We owed. Another reason, the Abishik Aladaz Tois Mumchah the Bez Nadu Chal Mumchah Bez and Potter Mishal. Right? Okay. So that's why it's not a kasha on Rav Sheshes. The Mishnah means Chodu Yerkam. Freg the Gemara kasha. The whole kasha that he just asked in the earlier generation doesn't make any sense. Torah b'dvar Mishneh is chayzer means if it's still here. Reuven and Shimon are here. And I paskin that Reuven wins the din Torah, and Shimon pays him all the money. And then I realize I made a mistake. It's enough in a din and the kids of Shulchan Aruch. There's no machlekes on it. All the Sifri Psak say like that. So he reversed the Psak, and Reuven gives him back the money. But Reuven got the money, and he moved to South Korea. How are we going to get the money back? He disappeared. He's not here. Over here, Hechilu L'Klavim. It's eaten up already. So the Gemara says, what should I have to say? Torah B'dvar Mishneh is Chayzer. The behemoth is eaten up. So he can't be chayzer. So Rav Tarfon says that he has to pay. What was the kasha in the first place that he asked them? The parah is not here that he should be able just to reverse the psak and it'll be muta b'achila. It was eaten up by the dogs already. So of course, Rav Tarfon was afraid he has to pay. And for the Gemara, so the Gemara answers, no, the kasha was a good kasha. Why was it a good kasha? If the din is that even if he made a mistake, and the Dvar Mishnah also you don't reverse the psak, Alma kom dina, the first psak that was betoes remains. So then we understand how to come after Rab Tarfon kom alei ihu mumcha lebez nato. That's why he tells him that you don't have to pay. But if you hold Eli Yamrit, why did Gemara have to say Chodav Yod Kama? Two reasons. Why do they have to say Chodav Yod? What does it help if it's a Torah B'dvar Mishneh, but it's too late to back out? So the Gemara explains now. Eli Yamrit, here's the punchline. Torah B'dvar Mishneh Chayzer. So Leim Alei, so Rabbi Akiva should have said to Rab Tarfon, if the parah would still be alive, if they hadn't fed it to the dogs yet, you would simply reverse the psak. the psak, you don't say kom dina, you say hoda dina. You just reverse the psak, hashta nami. Kom dina, hoda dina are expressions that appear in the Gemara in the end of Ksuvas in a totally different context. Has nothing to do with over here. It's a good thing that the Masoras HaShas didn't say chanon, because people make a whole pilpa. Has not kom dina, hoda dina, there's a different machlokes. So he is just a melitza, whether you say tov b'dvar mishnah, choyzer ein choyzer. So what does he argue? Eli yamrit. But if the din would have been tov b'dvar mishnah, is choyzer, you back out, leim alei, so Rabbi Akiva should have said to Rav Tarfon, you don't have to worry about paying, you don't have to pay. Even the lahavoi poro. If the poro would still be alive, if it wouldn't be eaten up, dinach lav dinach v'loi klum avdis, you didn't do anything. Hashtanami loi klum avdis. Now also, even though the animal was eaten up, you shouldn't have to pay, because Torah B'dvar Mishnah is Chayzer. What kind of an argument is that? But bottom line, the animal is gone. And Rav Tarfon was responsible for
the loss.
For the loss. So what does the Gemara mean to say over here? A very strange Gemara. So Tosfos has a pshat. Tosfos is the Yeshloimah. Tosfos Hashmanami Lav Klum Avdis. The last six lines in the Tosfos Yishloimar. There is a machlokes Reb Meir and the Chachamim, whether Danin and Dinin Gami or Loi Danin and Dinin Gami. So our Gemara goes. That's what Tosfos claims. Sugya Dehocha Asi Kerabbanan. Our Gemara goes like the Rabbanan that Loi Danin and Dinin Gami. So Loi Danin and Dinin Gami. So of course, Rav Tarfon gave a psak, not Hechila Le Klovin. Rav Tarfon says he may as well throw it to the dogs because it's worthless. You can't eat the animal. If it was no, you wouldn't be allowed to feed it to the dogs because he's saving himself money. Also, you would have to buy other food to feed the dogs. You have to go to the store and buy bones. And now, yeah, you're feeding this. So he says, so Rav Tarfon says, it's also bachilim mutabano. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva should have told Rav Tarfon, you don't have to pay. That's because this Gemara is going like the Chachamim, the Rebbe. Sugi the Hocha Asi Kirabonim. The Loi Danin and Dina Degami. So that's what the Gemara says. Loi Danin and Dina Degami. So you put them. And the Sugi in Bchoris, which assumes for Davar Poshut, that even if it would have been a Toy B'Dvar Mishnah, he would still have to pay. That Gemara is going like Rav Meir, the Danin and Dina Degami. So if he paskens that it's a Trefa, they asked him the Shaila, so he paskens Trefa. So the religious balabatim, so of course they're going to throw it to the dogs. What are they going to do with it? Put it in the freezer to see if they'll get another rabbi to reverse the psak. Religious balabatim, the rabbi, the local Orthodox rabbi says, it's a trefa, so they're going to, so it's also bachila, mutabano. So they're going to feed it to the dogs on their own. So that Gemara goes like Rav Meir. The Gemara in Choriz goes like Rav Meir. Danina dina de gamni. So Rav Tarfon should be chayv. And our Gemara goes like the rabbanon. And if the din would have been Toy B'Dvar Mishnah is Kom Dina, then even if you all like the Rabbanon, you would be Chayiv. That's worse than Dina Degami. How can it be worse than Dina Degami? Very strange. Sugi D'Och Aske Rabbanon. So that's what the Chiddush Aran quotes this Tosfos a little more Bishleimus. Yeah. That if the din would have been Toy B'Dvar Mishnah, Zeno Chayzer, and Dini Mominus, if the din, here we're talking about the Trefus, you're a day, we're talking about Trefus here. If in Dini Mominus the din would have been Toy B'Dvar Mishnah, Zeno Chayzer, why? Because the Baldin who won the din Torah the first time can claim, I'm Muchsok Sekimle, I want to hold like the first Psak. So that means that the first psak, even if it's the Toy B'Dvar Mishnah, remains a psak. So even if you hold like the Chachamim, that Loi Danin and Dinit Garmi, but if Rav Tarfon Paskin that it's a Trefa, that's considered a psak, and that's like Mazik B'Adai, because he can't reverse the psak. What do you mean he can't reverse the psak? It took an Isa the Hatha. He can't reverse the psak, as indeed a moment is he can't reverse the psak, because the baldin can say, I'm muchsak, and I'm oitz mechavir all of harayah, and ain't halch mamamun achar harayiv. So even though you tell me now, the second psak is more correct, but the first psak was also a psak. The first psak was also a psak. I want to hold like the first psak. What has got to do with Issa
v'heta? There's both things here, Issa v'heta and
Didi Mominus, yeah. But the Didi Mominus is not really Minogam Machaveiroi. When there's an inter between me and you, so you say whoever is Muchsak, that the Muchsak has certain rights and privileges. But you're talking about the Issa v'heta, so what, the whole concept of Muchsak doesn't apply. Concept of Muchsak is only a concept. Yeshaloya b'shusay. So full ownership is Shaloya b'shusay. If it's Shalei v'ena b'shusay, it's an incomplete ownership. The Gemara says, Gozal Bema. The Gemara has in Bava Kama Dafayin and in Bava Metzia and Davov in the Sugi of Tak Fakai. So the Gemara quotes Rabbi Yechanan, Achleks Rabbi Yechanan and Shlokesh. Gozal Bahem Alor Nisi Ashar Bailam. Shnei Men Lachayin Al Hagdisha. Zelefi Shein Shaloi Zelefi Shein B'Shusai. The Nigzal cannot, and Gozalan doesn't own the Bema, so of course he can't be Magdish. But even the Nigzal, who's the rightful owner, can also not be Magdish. The behemoth, because it's ain't a b'shusa. So full ownership requires shaloi b'shusa. Is there a concept of b'shusa without being shalom? So that's called muchzok. That's what the Ktzais writes. Just what's the definition? What do you mean muchzok? If there's a suffix, who's the owner, who's the rightful owner of the property? So whoever is muchzok has a right to keep it. So muchzok means b'shusa, and whose b'shusa is it found now? So the whole concept of muchzok has to do with ownership, has to do with it inter between two parties. How does it fit in over here? It's Apella. So the Tesis is really Apella, what Tesis says. The Ran Tainas against Tesis. The Ran Tainas, what's the definition of Garmi as opposed to Groma? So Groma means if the Hesek is indirect, so then we paskin Groma Minizikin is Potter. The Gemara says in the second Perek of Bava Basra, the Gemara gives a proof, Zosamere, the Gemara proves from the Mishnah that Groma Minizikin is Osir. There's an Isa Lahazik and there's a Chiyav Tashlumin. So even though Grabba Menazikan is Potter, Grabba Menazikan is Potter, but the Isser is there. Grabba Menazikan, there is an Isser. The Pashto says that it's an Isser there, I say.
What's the Isser again?
Whatever the Isser is to be Mazik. Whatever the Isser is to be Mazik. That's on the first daf in Bava Kama. Everybody discusses what is the Isser to be Mazik. So some Rishonim said, "Bihachta rachat kamoicha." I wouldn't want anybody else to break my window, so I'm not allowed to break their window. After the Racha Kamoicha. Rav Soloveitchik said, L'saman Adam Reyecha. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos quotes a Sifro on the Pasuk, L'saman Adam Reyecha, that the word dam im tarti mashma. Dam sometimes means blood. Not allowed to stand by idly when someone else is losing his life. And sometimes dam im means property, money. Dam im tarti mashma.
In Lashon HaTanakh, dam is property.
Uh-huh. Do you ever have it in Tanakh that the word damim appears on property? Uh-huh. I don't know. You have to think about that. But the Sifra darshan's like that. L'samar adam reyecho, if I see there's going to be a flood and it's going to destroy my neighbor's field and I can easily put up a dam there or protect it with bags of sand or something, say not allowed to stand by idly when the other fellow's property is going to be destroyed. L'samar adam reyecho, not allowed to stand by idly when his life is in danger. Dam in the sense of adam nefesh, that's what keeps him alive. And Saman Adam Reyach on the neighbor's property shouldn't stand by. Others give other psukim, whatever. There are many psukim that indicate that there's an Issa
Lahazik. So why is it? I think it was Rabbi Yochanan quoting Tosfot said that it's necessary to create a gezira by Binyan Garmi, unless people go ahead and be tamei their friends.
Right. Yeah, that's not Garmi, that's by Hezek Shein and Nikim. Yeah, Hezek Shein and Nikim, Machlokes, but it's Chayv and Atar Mid Rabbanim, right?
Right, but it's still also for this reason, someone's like, so why would we need to make such a gezeira?
People a lot of times are not so worried about an Issa. If they know they got to pay, then they'll hold back from paying. Then they'll hold back from doing it. But they just know there's an Issa that won't bother them so much. That's something Mar has later, that they made a gezeira Mid Rabbanim, that one who sleeps with a non-Jewish woman gets malchus four times, mishum nashgo or nashgaz. It's a Rosh Hashanah. Nunshim gimel aleph and nunshim gimel zayin. So modern the Rishonim hold, anisa deraisa there is anyway. But since there's no malchus, so people will violate it. So they had to make it stronger. So they, when the rabbanan had to introduce that there's malchus. Well, let's say the Tshuvas Aran, in Shulchan Aruch they quote the Tshuvas Aran. The Aran is of the opinion that if a man divorces his wife Bal Korcha against her wishes, the Aran holds that it's an Isid Deraisa, because when he got married, he promised under the chuppah to love, honor, and cherish her, to treat her like a darling wife. And then all of a sudden he divorces her against her wishes and he marries the secretary who's 30 years younger than his wife. That's a violation of the promises under the chuppah. But so what do you need the Rabbeinu Gershon to make a chair? Because people were violating the din. It's an Isid Deraisa, but they were violating it. Rabbeinu Gershon introduced a chair. What do you think? Rabbeinu Gershom introduced, you're not allowed to read someone else's mail. And before the days, Rabbeinu Gershom was mutter to read someone else's mail. Of course not. In Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah quotes, Echerem hakadmonim, shalola hakosas ishtoi, not allowed to hit your wife. And until Echerem hakadmonim was a mitzvah, it was mutter to hit your wife. It was always an issa derais. But people were violating it. So they made a cherem, a curse. The guy should drop dead if he does. On the level of derais, it doesn't deserve to drop dead. Cherem is a curse that he should drop dead. The Gemara says, Cherem is nichnas into the Ramach Yivon. Yeah, also, the Pashto should be that it should be an atosis on the top of Lamed Beis. Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. Pashto should be that there should be an Issa Deraisa by Grama Ben Ezekin and by Hezek Shein and Iker. The Pashto should be that there should be an Issa Deraisa. It's just that you're not chayv to pay. So you want to have something to serve as a deterrent. So if you make him pay, that will serve as a deterrent. Just be tell him it's an avera. That doesn't always do the trick.
Maybe is it a problem to divorce someone's wife if he wants to marry someone else? Why is that? Even if he doesn't have good reason to divorce his wife.
He promised under the chuppah he's going to treat her like a princess, like a queen.
Right, but that's all he's married, but now he's divorcing her.
So he's not allowed to. He's not treating her like a queen. That's what the Ran holds. That it's an Issa Deraisa. Lagarish Ishta Bal Korcha and the Chemer Rabbeinu Gershom only one came because people were violating the Issa Deraisa. Others assume that it's only an Issa Derabbana. The divorcee wife Bal Korcha is only an Issa Derabbana. Yes, so here the Ran, the Chedush Ran, says he doesn't understand this bottom taste. He doesn't know what they're talking about. How can it be? If you hold the Taisa says that what's the difference between Groma and Garmi? So Taisa says it's only called Garmi if it's Miyad and it's Bori Hazeka. So Bori Hazeka, that's what the Gemara says over here. If the din would have been the Toya Bidvar Mishneh is Eino Choyzer, Kom Dina, so then the original Psak is going to be Bori Hazeka. Because the Dayan has no right to back out from the original Psak. That's in Dini Mamanis. We still don't understand an Issa Deheta. And Dini Mamanis is going to be Bori Hazeka, because Kom Dina, he has no right to back out. But if the Din is Hoda Dina, if the Din is Atoy B'dvar Mishneh, is Choyzer, so just because they fed it to the dogs, happens to be that it's not Choyzer. Well, it wasn't really Bori Hazeka. At the time that Rab Tarfon gave the Psak, it wasn't yet Bori Hazeka. It wasn't so obvious that they were going to feed it to the dogs. That's a teller. Why not? They rabbi local Orthodox rabbi paskins that is a trefa, and the balabosi estimate the shadows of course they're going to feed it to the dogs. Yeah, this is a problem. Anyway, so the Ran Tain is against Taisa. Taisa says our sugi goes like the rabbanon that loy danin and dina digamni, but if the din would have been kom dina, that even a Torah B'dvar Mishneh in a Chayzer, that would have been worse than Garmi. Why is it worse than Garmi? The Rav Paskin that it's also Bachiva, so that's worse than Garmi. That's like Mamish Mazik B'Yadayim. Why? So the Ran disagrees with it. He says, no, our Gemara Svar is within Rav Meir. Even if you hold Danina Dina Garmi, but it's only called Garmi if it's Bori Hazeka. So if the Din is that the Hoda Dina, that if it's a Torah B'dvar Mishneh in a Chayzer, it happens in this case, they fed it to the dogs, but they didn't as. Since it wasn't so Bori Hazeka, didn't necessarily have to happen so quickly that they're going to feed it to the dogs. So that's considered lo Bori Hazeka, so that's considered not even called Garmi. It's problematic. It's a very difficult Gemara. This line is very difficult. Anyway, so what did the Gemara answer? The Gemara said the Mishnah and Rabbi Akiva telling Rabbi Tarfon is Chodavi Oikam. There are two reasons why he doesn't have to pay. First reason is because Chada, that is a Torah Dvar Mishnah, it's 100% wrong. The Psak Tudus HaRefi said, Maisim B'chol Yayim, that the Egyptians, before they would sell a female Parah, a female Chazera, they would cut out the Beis HaRechem. No one should compete in their business. No one else could ever open such a business. And all of these Parahs and Chazeras, they lived on for years. So it's absolutely incorrect. The Psak HaRaptarfen is like Dov Shatzuk and Boidibay. It's mamash a mistake. It's worse than Torah B'dvar Mishnah. It's Kenegan Achush Makrish, like the Vilna Gaon Tainus. Vilna Gaon Tainus against the Rabbein. And Tom says that for 50 minutes after sunset, it's Bada Yayim. And then the next 15, 18 minutes is Bein Hashmashas. And then it's Tesek Ram. So Vilna Gaon says, Achush Makrish, you look outside. What do you mean? 50 minutes, 55 minutes after the Shkia is Bada Yayim. How can you say that? Achush Makrish, that's the question. How does it even make sense to be machma like the Rabbeinu Tam? If Achush Makrish, it's 100% wrong. And how can you say that Rabbi Moshe has a tshuva? The shiva doesn't begin till after the kvur. So let's say the kvur takes place 40 minutes after the shkia, 45 minutes after the shkia. So according to Rabbeinu Tam is Vada Yom. So it's the first day of shiva is today. And then tomorrow is the second day. So the shiva ends a day earlier. But then the Gaon says, Achush Makrish, what are you talking about? The sky is full of stars. How can you say that is Vada Yom? So Akram Moshe, Moshe has a tshuva, that halach yeter ba'amekel ba'ovel, even if you don't pass like the Rabbeinu Tam in general, in other cases, Matzoy Shabbos, whatever, but over here, b'negiyat ha'avel, is he go l'hokel? How can you go l'hokel? The whole idea, halach yeter ba'amekel ba'ovel, is based on Eilu Yeder Dibir L'Kimchan. You can't say Eilu Yeder Dibir L'Kimchan. If it's Mamash Achush Makrish, it's 100% incorrect. It's a chapella. What do you mean? Amidas Chassidus to be Choshesh Rabbeinu Tam Shita. If Achush Makrish, it's 100% wrong. What Shaykh? You don't say Elevi Eledivu Lekim Chaim. There were six Nafkaminas that the Mishnah Yankiv wrote in a Sefer Kehelos Yankiv and Brochas and Dafir Aleph. Then you get to this idea of Elevi Eledivu Lekim Chaim. The first Elevi Eledivu Lekim Chaim when you study Bishama Shita, Bizikim Mamitzvah. That's one idea. But any machlekes other than Beisham, because they were omd l'minya, and the other machlekes, it means more than that, means that sometimes even halacha l'maisa, we consider the shita that's not accepted. Where do you consider the shita? So number one, it constitutes amidas chassidus to be choshish for the shita. So Beisham, we don't say like that. And number two, you say that if it's a big shas hadchak, it can rely on kedai rab shimelis mechala b'shas hadchak by a din de rabbanu, with a din of sveka de rabbanu l'kula. So it's not called the Safik the Rabbanon if it's Yochid Keneged Rabbim. But if it's a big Shas HaTchak, then we even consider it a Safik called to say Sveika the Rabbanon Lekula. If it's a Dinder Rabbanon, it depends. If it's a Dinder Raisa, you can't say Kedai Rapplein in this Mechol of B'Shas HaTchak. Safik the Raisa is Lechumer, but it's a Safik the Rabbanon. That's what this international Bezin wrote about. That they found, they discovered some Shita who is Mekal on something. As I said, that B'Shas HaTchak, you can rely on a Shita. That's if it's a dinder rabbanon, you can rely on a shita sayach, not if it's a dinder aisa. So they said they found the Taz who says that even in a dinder aisa, you can rely on a shita sayach. The Taz made a mistake. The Shach says the Taz made a mistake. Absolutely doesn't make any sense whatsoever. What do you mean? Even a sofik der aisa is l'chumer. How can you have a yochid keneged rabbim? The b'shas hatcha can rely on a shita sayach on a dinder aisa. If it's a dinder rabbanon, and it shouldn't really be considered a sofik because it's yochid keneged rabbim. So then the Gemara says, "Kedai hara plenty this machal b'shas atchak," that you, with a stretch, you consider that also sveka d'rabbanu l'kul. So there are enough kamina. There are cases where you say elu v'elu divul kem chaim even halacha l'maisin hilchas abelus and halacha d'ram mekal be'erev and so on, or l'bechutz lords. Yeah, but if it's halchush makrish, so what try to say that elu v'elu divul kem chaim is dead wrong? Yeah, all the cases in the Gemara, they're Rabbanans, yeah. So that's what the Taz writes in two places, even on Dinim Deraisa, and the Shach disagrees. And the accepted opinion is like the Shach. It doesn't apply to Dinim Deraisa. Dinim Deraisa, even if it will be a Sufik, a 50-50 Sufik, you wouldn't be Mekel. Here it's not even 50-50 Sufik. Yeah, the Rabbim say Lahachman, the Yochid says Lahachman, you can't be Mekel. They have in the Tshuvas Agunas, the issue of an Eishes Ish is an issue Deraisa. If it's a Maim She'en Lahem Sof, if the person drowned in the ocean, But it's Maim Shein Lahem Sob. So that's only a Chumra Midirabbanan. So there, some of the poskim would be Mekel to rely on the Shita Sayachir. It depends how old the woman is. The Alman, if the Alman is a young woman, so that's a big Shas Hadchak. So then there's room to say, Kadai Raplein of this Mechel Shas Hadchak. If the woman is 90 years old and she wants to remarry, so maybe that's not such a big Shas Hadchak. Maybe you have no right to be Mekel. But if she's a young woman, that's called the Shas Hadchak, so maybe there's room to be Mekel. But if you don't have Maim Shein Lahem Sof, just a plain, the husband is alive, doesn't want to give her a get. So that's a Shas Hadchak. That's an issue deraisa. Eshet Zish and Aseres Adibris. Lasinef is a din deraisa. Can't say Kadai Raplein Lis Mechol B'Shas Hadchak. You dig up Shitas Hayoch and you say you're going to rely on that. Anyway, so that's what the Gemara says. Chod of the Yod Kama. There are two reasons why Rab Tarfon is put. Number one, because Toi Bedva Mishnah is Chozer. So Taisa says what it means is that that it's loy danin and dina degamni, and the Ran says no, even if danin and dina degamni, it's not called bari hazeka. Since Torah ben Mishnah is chayzer, it's not called bari hazeka. And the second reason is because lumcha lebez nata, he had netilas v'shus. Netilas v'shus means that tov lo yisham. Fine. So whose answer was that? That's Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes says, whenever it's Toi B'dva Mishnah, it's Chozer. The Baldin can't say, Kimli, the Baldin, the one the first time, can't say, Kimli Ka Psak HaRishon. The first Psak HaRishon is absolutely an error. You don't even need the Godel HaMena B'chach V'minya to explain. The Dayan says, I just made a mistake, it's Toi B'dva Mishnah. It's Chozer. Okay. And then Rav Chizda Omar, Kan Shenotam Anasam Liyad, Kan Shenloy Notam Anasam Liyad. What is Rav Chizda? What's the Pshat of Rav Chizda? So Rashi and the Rif learn the same pshat. Other Rishonim learn differently. Rashi and the Rif learn like that. The Gemara is going with the Shita like, we'll work out the details soon. The Gemara is going with the Shita that Loi Danin and Dina Degami. The Gemara there in Pchoris, on Daf Chav Ches and Bey, says, Donas Adin Zika Sachayev, Mishalami Beiso. So the Gemara, why Mishalami Beiso? He made a mistake in Psak, but it's only Grama Benazik and Potter. The Gemara says it goes with Rameh Shita, the Danin and Dina the Gami. So the Gemara says, not necessarily. I feel the time of the Gemara then, Pcharis Chavches. I feel the time of the Rabbanon. You don't have to say the Stam Mishnah is Rameh. You have to say this Stam Mishnah only goes like Rameh, the Danin and Dina Gami. I feel the time of the Rabbanon. Even if you hold Loi Danin and Dina Gami, maybe the case in the Mishnah is not the Menasam Biyan. So the Gemara says not to manasam biyat to say that it's chay mitam gazlan. That's what we said yesterday. I saw some of the Rishonim say chay mitam mazik. Okay, I see that in the book of Yeshua says chay mitam mazik. Either mazik or gazlan, one or the other. So the Rashi and the Rif learn like this: if not to manasam biyat, and the dain will be held responsible to pay because of the hefsed moment, then there's no reason we should reverse the psak. The original, the Baldin who won the first time is Muchzak on the money. He says, Kim li ka psak arishon. I hold like the first psak. And he has a right to, because he's Muchzak, and Holchim Amam Racha Reb. So he has a right to say, I'm going to hold on to the moment. But if Loi Natam and Asam Biyad, and the dying will not have to pay, because Loi Danin and Dina de Garmni, Poshe Pshat, we'll see in a minute, because Loi Danin and Dina de Garmni, so then the Baldin who won the first time claims, I hold like the first psak as I'm muchzik. The dain doesn't have to pay because loy danin and dina digami. So Nebuchadnezzar, the guy who's entitled to the money, is losing. So that's not fair. How can you leave it like that? So that's what the Gemara says. Hefke bezna hefke, we have a right to override the halacha. If we have a good reason, we have a good cause, we have a right to paskan not according with the halacha. The halacha says the Baldin who won the first time has a right to say, I hold like the first psak, but because it's going to come out, a bit the rachmanis, because the dayan doesn't have to pay, because loy not to manasim yad, loy dan din and din and digami. So we allow the dayan to reverse the psak, even though it's kenegid adin, we allow him to reverse the psak, and the mele, the Baldin who's supposed to have won, will not lose. You go out of your way. But if the dayan is going to have to pay because he made a mistake, then you don't reverse the psak. Because meikarat din, you should leave the baldin who won the first time is muchzok, and you should leave him with the money that he won. That's how Rashi and the Rif learn the pshat anymore. The meikarat din, whenever you made a mistake in psak, the baldin has a right to say, baldin who won the first time has a right to say, kim li ka psak arishan. But if it's going to be a case where the dayim will not have to pay, and it's going to cause a hefsa to balabasa, then we employ the principle of hefker bezna hefker, and we violate the din. The din should have been you leave the psak the way it is. So we violate the din, and we say that you're chayzer, the psak is chayzer. That's the question is though. So how do we pass them? How do we pass them? So the Rif thinks that the first, well, Rav Yosef was rejected. Rav Yosef's answer is not correct. They rejected that. Rav Nachman also is rejected. The Gemara continues. The Gemara says Rav Chizda's answer, and then Ravina is Miyashiv Rav Chizda. So Ravina Rav Ashi with the end of the Chasima Satama. So Ravina is endorsing Rav Chizda's answer. So he thinks we should pass like Rav Chizda. He thinks also we should pass like Rav Sheshes, that Torah B'dva Mishnah is Chayzer, whenever you're Chayzer, so then there's nothing to pay. Why should we pass like Rav Sheshes? Because in the Gemara, many places, the Gemara quotes Rav Sheshes. So the Rif thinks we should combine, we should pass like Rav Sheshes. The Torah B'dva Mishnah is always Chayzer. So then there's not going to be any Hefsid, just reverse the Psak. And also, if loy not minasim biyad, then the baldin will not have to pay. So then we violate the halacha, and we say hefker bezna hefker, and we reverse the psak in order that the baldin shouldn't lose. So then the question is, what do you mean? But we pass like danin and dina degami. The Baran Baba Kama Dav Kuf says we do pass like Rav Meir, danin and dina degami. So why do you say that if loy not minasim biyad, the dain doesn't have to pay; he has to pay anyway. That's a question on the Rif. So the Rif himself raises the question, I think. No? The Ran for sure raises the question. But I think the Rif himself raises the question.
Just the end.
What?
To the end of the Rif, he says, that you will be mayor.
Yeah. Where is it again? Mishum Dil Gamay. I feel you're a mayor, right? Around 10 lines from the end of 10 lines from the bottom of the page on 24. Page 24 in the Rif. Page 24 in the Rif. So the line says, I feel you're a mayor. Yeah, even if we pass like Rav Meir. When does Rav Meir say you have to pay Medina de Garmi? In the case of the Hezek, why by Dain don't you say Dina de Garmi? Din Kain, and Lechonim Shein Mumcha, Shinasa Dain Li Oilam. A funny explanation. The Gemara in Pchayra said, the Stam Mishnah goes like Rav Meir. Donas Adin Zikas Achayiv, it goes like Rav Meir, Dina de Garmi. So the Gemara says, no, I feel the Tamer Rabbanon, maybe it's talking about a case. So the simple reading in the Baran Pcharis is that if you hold like Rav Meir, then you have to pay even loy not minasam biyad. So the Rif comes up with a new, he thinks that we pass like Rav Chizda and our Gemara, and we pass like Rav Meir and Baba Kama Dav Kuf, so how do the two jive together? So he comes up, he holds that our Gemara is chaylik and the Gemara and Pcharis. Our Gemara holds, even if Danin and Dina Digamni, let's say, according to Tosis, Gami is only with the Rabbanim. Gami is not Chayv in Atar. So he says, hey, Mama, hey, Mama, what are they going to make? They're going to make a die and pay if he makes a mistake and it didn't turn. Did Mama said, no one will want to serve as a die. So, hey, Mama, hey, Mama, you don't even have to use the principle of Hefke Bezna Hefke. You're not overriding a Dinda Raisa. You're overriding a Chumra with the Rabbanim. Tanina Dina the Gami is with the Rabbanim. So here they never made it. By a dying, should I? Why? Dim Kain, you say every time the dying makes a mistake, El Chodom, Shaina Mumcha, Shanasa dying. No one ever agreed to serve as a dying on a best. New consideration.
This is talking about Isabel.
What?
I'm lost. This is talking about the case still with the cows. Isabel.
No, let's say I didn't turn any mominous. Let's say I didn't turn any mominous. So I paskin incorrectly. But it was not the Manasseh Miyad. If not the Manasseh Miyad, I'm either a Gazlan or a Mazik. Loi not the Manasseh Miyad. So the Gemara says in Mechares, but still, the religious Balabatim, they came for a dintar. He gave him a psak, so he gives him the money on the spot. He gives him the cash, he pays the cash on the spot. So why am I not Chai Medina de Garmi? So the Rif says, You can't. Din in the garmi means if I made a hezek in indirect fashion. Mara din el shulchani, the case in the Gemara. What do I do for a living? I'm a money exchanger. And then they ask me, is this a counterfeit or is this a bona fide coin, bona fide bill? I look at it and I give my expert opinion and I think that it's a bona fide coin, and then it turns out I made a mistake. So that's the question. Medina de Garmi, I'm chayef to pay. Because it's because of my expert testimony that the guy accepted that change, that money, and payment. So yeah, I was mafsid him indirectly. So that's chayef medina de Garmi. Yeah. So he says, when do you have medina de Garmi? In the case of a hezek. But to say that every time a dayan makes a mistake and a dintar is going to hold him responsible, then people will run away from functioning as dayan. So that was a consideration. That's what the Ramban explained in the Torah Sa'odam. The Ramban explained that's what Ntilus Rishus is all about. Ntilus Rishus for rabbis, Ntilus Rishus for doctors. We want to encourage the top doctors that they should go into surgery, they should practice medicine, they shouldn't go into medical supply business, shouldn't go into a different business. We want to encourage the top Dayanim to go into Dayanis. Otherwise, they'll just sit and write the Kisva, they'll work on Kisva Yad. They won't want to do Dayanis, and the Dayanis will be done by morons. So to encourage them, so we have to give them rishus in tolo yisham. So the Rif holds, similar to that, the Rif says, in order to encourage experts to go into the field of dayanis, in order to encourage people, why do you want to encourage this guy? He's not so learned. I don't know. We want to encourage everyone to go into dayanis, whenever one is called upon to serve as a dayan. So therefore we say that Chveis Kami is only Chayim and the Rabbanon, so like Heimam of Heimam. So he said, it doesn't apply to a dayan. Dina de Kami is only in the case of a Hezek, but not in the context of a dayan. That's one reason. It probably makes more sense if he holds like the Taisus, that Kami is only with the Rabban. If he holds like the Ramban, Kami is their Isis, but they made a Takana. Where does it say they made a Takana? That's if you're Imishum Dina de Kami, Koma Chayim, Slafi, the Torah, the Mishnah, Nami, and the Dava Matzah, Shach, the Bible. Okay.
According to
Taisa, it's easier. The whole din of Garmi is only with Rabban. So he said they never introduced it in every single case. They didn't introduce Garmi with the Rabbanon in every single case of Garmi. It's Heimam and Heimam. They didn't introduce. I thought the Ran, Dachza, and in the Book of Yosef, I think, poses the question. I think he gives a different answer, no? I forgot the Kamala here. The Book of Yosef is on the bottom of page 22. Second line from the bottom, when he poses the question, so let it be Garmi over here. And the Gemara said in Bechor said it's Garmi. Shiny Hocha. The Kevin Dika Takanta Bechazora de Baldov. Kevin Dika Takanta Bechazora de Baldovor. Shatofa Shaloikidin. The Baldin who won the first time is Muksa. So he says, Kimli, I want to hold like the first psak. But there's a simple solution to your problem. Just tell about then, give back the money. So strictly speaking, the Baal Din can tie on Muchzok, and therefore, I want to hold like the first psak. So there's an Eitzah out. Probably also means, Gami is only mid the Rabbanon. He probably thinks also like Taisus. Gami is only mid the Rabbanon. So why do you say the Dayan should pay? If not the Menasim B'yad, is Chai Menat Torah, Mitam Gazlon and Mitam Masik, either one or the other. It's Chayim and Atara. So you don't say there's an easier solution. Let the Baal Din give back the money. No, we leave it on the Din Derei. So the Baal Din won the first time is Muchzok. He can say Kimli Kapsak Harish. But if you're just going to be Mechayev, the Dayan Medina the Garmi, which is only Medina Rabbanon. So rather than institute a Chiyah Medina Rabbanon, tell the Baal Din, give back the money. Kevin the Ika Takante Bechazar the Baal Dovish and Tovish like it din. Who is Tophis like it din?
He's a Mukhazik.
Yeah. He's holding on to the money that he's not entitled to hold on to, but he won the din Torah the first time. So he is considered Mukhazik. Why does he call them Shalaik Yedin? Tophis like it din. He was Tophis Kedin. Yeah. He means Shalaik Yedin means now that we realize that the dying made a mistake in the first psak. So he calls it now Shalaik Yedin, but the Baal Din didn't do anything wrong the first time. He was Tophis Kedin. It turns out that he's holding on to the money that, strictly speaking, is not entitled to hold on to. He really should surrender it. So the halacha says, he can say, So then they did away with that. They said, rather than make the Dayan Chayim, it's along the same lines as the Riv. But the Riv gave a whole Hesber in order to encourage people to go into Dayanis. And then the Nebuki Yosef gave a different Hesber, since there's a different solution to the problem. So you don't, it probably also means Garmiyaz Medirabon. Garmiyaz Medirabon. So it's not right to introduce a Chiv Medina to Garmiyaz and the Dayan. Why make the Dayan pay to make good? Tell the Baldin he should give back the money and shine. It's a little bit problematic. Because the simple reading of the Gemara in Pchairis was not something. Gemara in Pchairis sounds like if the din would have been like Rav Meir, it would have been the same. Even Loi Natuman Asmi Adu. It also says Shalom Ibeisim. Yeah. The simple reading of Gemara in Pchairis is against this part of the Rif. Yeah.
Later on, when the Rif is talking about a Hedjot who judges without Kabbalah, so he says, the hedjot is chayv to pay if he can't be chozer because he's like kavana lahazek because he's not a proper judge. So could it seem like the Rif is explaining that all the previous times the reason why the mumcha judge was putter is because it wasn't mazik, so therefore garmi or putter, you're not mazik.
I don't know. That was Tyson's question. The Garmi is only the Rabban. It's a Garmi b'shegig is potas. Why do you ever hold the Dayan responsible? So Tyson gave the answer that she gets Talmud all of a sudden. So how did it all of a sudden change now? I don't know. So Nachamol. So the Rif thinks we should pass and like Rav Sheshes. The Torah about Mishnah is always chayzer. Okay. Because that's such a popular notion, it appears in so many other Gemaras. And we should also paskan like Rav Chizda, because Ravina, who was the end of the Tkufas HaGemara, Ravina, Rav Ashi Sofai Ra, he endorsed Rav Chizda's answer. Rav Chizda said, it depends whether Notman Asam Yad. Where was it again? Kansha Notman Asam Yad, Kansha Lai Notman Asam Yad. What's the difference? What's the word? If not to manasim biyah, then he's chayiv medina. Then the dain is chayiv. Then there's not going to be a rahmanis. There's no rahmanis for the fellow who lost the dinter the first time is really winning the second time because the dain will have to pay from his pocket. But if lo not to manasim biyah, then the dain will not have to pay. So then it's a rahmanis on the baldin. So then we allow the bezin to violate the din of hametz machaber olav araya, and we reverse the psa. That's how the Rashi and the Rif learn shot.
Because it was
Hefke, Bezin, Hefke. So even though the din should have been that the Baldin who won the first time is the Muchsuk, and as such he should have the right to claim, I want to stick to the first Psak. So Midirabban, we don't allow him to do that. We say Hefke, Bezin, Hefke, we take it away from him. That's the Poshup shot. That's how Rashi and the Rif learn. And then the Rebbe Yosef quotes, there are other Rishonim who learn differently. They say, if Natan v'Nasan biyad, then the first Psak is stronger.
The Ramban.
Uh-huh. You have the Ramban HaChumash has such a concept. Ramban HaChumash has a comment that you have in the Nevi'im, sometimes the Navi is given a prophecy and he predicts what's going to happen in the future. Sometimes the Baruch Shalom tells him, marry a woman and divorce to have children and then get divorced. Or sometimes tells him, go to sleep, lay down on your right side, lay down on your left side. Or he tells him, eat this filthy bagel, this disgusting bagel. He takes him, take two branches and put them together. So the Ramban calls that a poel dimyon. He coins a term. Sometimes the Navi is instructed to do a poel dimyon. Sometimes, no, he's just giving a nevuah, what's going to happen in the future. So what's the difference? So the Ramban thinks that the Nevuah with the Pearl Dimyon is a stronger Nevuah, and that cannot be Chayzer. The Gemara says in Masechus Shabbos, whenever there's a Nevuah the Teva, then it's not going to be Chayzer. Whenever it's a Nevuah the Ra, so it's understood, it's contingent. If the people do Tshuva, so the Nevuah the Ra will be changed, like Yonah HaNavi. He gave a Nevuah the Ra, and he knew that it could be overturned. He says, Od Arbaim Yom Ninibein HaPachas, they all did Tshuva, so it wasn't their Pachas. Because a Nevuah the Ra is not necessarily going to take place. But if it's a Nevuah with a Pearl Dimyon, then it's like Urim V'Tumim. Then it's a Nevuah that cannot be reversed. If it's a Nevuah the Tov, it's not going to be reversed anyway. But a Nevuah the Ra, so that if it's with a Pearl Dimyon, then it's stronger. So that's how the Ramban and a group of Rishonim learn. Not Menasa Miyad is a stronger Psak. So that's Masha'as Asim. So So that psak cannot be reversed. But if Zloy not Tamanasam Beyad, it's not like Rashi. Rashi and the Rif learn Poshe Pshat. Mikir Adin, the Baldin who won the Din Torah the first time around, can claim I hold like the first psak. But if it's Zloy not Tamanasam Beyad, then it's a Rachmanis on the Baldin who should have won. That's not fair. So we go out of, because the Dayan is not going to have to pay, because either Loi Danina Dina de Garmi, because we don't pass like Rab Meir, or even if you are like Rab Meir, for some reason or another, Dina de Garmi doesn't apply to Dayan. So the Dayan is not going to have to pay. So it's going to be Rachmanis and Abaldin, who should have won the Din Torah. So out of Rachmanis, so we employ the principle of Hefkeh Bezna Hefkeh. But these Rishonim say no. If Loi Notal, If not Tam and Asam Biyad, it's not that therefore the Dayan is going to be held responsible and therefore there won't be a Hefzid to the Baldin and therefore we leave it. Because that's the Ikar Adin. Masha Asa Asim, Ikar Adin, the Baldin, the first time is Mukhsar, he has a right to say that it hold like the first Psar. No, that's not the reason why. It's not because not Tam and Asam Biyad is going to be Chayiv and there's no Rachmanis on anybody. Not the Manasam Yad is a stronger psak, so that's why Masha Asa Asi. Therefore, we leave the psak. That was a psak with a pearl dimya. He acted it out. He said, "Give me the money." He gives it to the other baldin. But if loy not the Manasam Yad, then it's not a stronger psak. So that psak can be knocked over easier. That's why Machzirin l'shabein l'shuz bein l'chayzer. Our Mishnah goes loy not the Manasam Yad. So the psak the first time wasn't so strong. So you can blow it over, you can knock it over. So God's in a different book.
According to those Rishonim, how can the Gemara have a Havami to say, Pater Ata Kemosh Natal Vinasim Biyad Dami? In order to have a stronger psak, it has to be stronger than something else.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only alternative.
It's the only way to paskin, is by Peh. I don't know. The Gemara has the Kashin, yeah. Again, b'shleimich yivus hazak on shenotam anasam liyad elazika sachayev elazika es hachayev heichem mashkachas lo domalei paterat v'halon notam anasam liyad. Gemara says, "Kev niyam paterat k'mi shenotam anasam liyad dam." What does that mean? How do you make it stronger? You say pater. So there's no two ways to do it. How do you make it stronger? I don't know. Then the Gemara backs out from that. So the Gemara says, "No, notam anasam liyad is if he gave him back the mashkin." It is possible to have that. The only time Zantzman Asmiyad is like that. But the Gemara's Havamina, why should that be considered a stronger psak? I don't know. That's a good question. This is a hard Gemara. Then the Chiddush Aran quotes Rabbeinu David, the Talmud of Ramban, as an unbelievable interpretation in the Mishnah and Pcheres. I don't think we paskin like that, Rabbeinu David. It says, "Timi es hatar tiras hatam im asha asa asli." So the Taptosis asks, "How can it be masha asa asli? He made a mistake in Isavahet and you're a day. What do you mean you leave it? In dini mominis." So the Baldin who won the first time can claim my muhzok, and kimli like the first psak. There's a halachic explanation to explain, Masha Asa Asi, that Meikar Adin, you leave it like that, because he's muhzok and can say kimli. But you're talking east of the heter. Timas atar tiras atome. He made a mistake in Yoridea. How can he say Masha Asa Asi? So he gives a whole fantastic pshat. I don't think we accept that pshat. Yeah.
So it's called a difference between the two is Beirim. Ramban, if it's a strong psak, I guess we don't want to lose out. But what if the Dayan only took part of the money and gave it to the? It was on us and us when he had part of the money.
Yeah.
So the contra Ramban, he was mechazik from psak. He took part, even with part of the money.
So it's the whole psak is stronger.
Yeah,
the whole psak is stronger. Interesting. Whereas according to Rashi and the Rif, it won't be so. Interesting. Good.
Okay.
According to the Tosfos on the story of Rabbi Tarfon,
yeah.
So he seems to say that according to the Chachamim, a dayan is even chayav when he makes a regular psak din and is told a shikol adas, because that's a regular nezek.
Again, shikol adas is einar chayzer, so that's considered worse than garmi.
So
why is it worse than Gami?
Why does Tosas need an answer on Lama Gimel Lama Beis that a dayan is chashuv to mezid? If a Tov B'Shigol Adas is a regular nezek, you don't need to be mezid.
Mm-hmm. It's probably the other Bala Taisis, the Hozak Deran. Probably Astira. There's a Peladigatasis. Peladigatasis is such very, it's a very difficult Gemara. Yeah.
Well, when we said before by Tov B'Dar Mishnah, what makes things
a Sugya Dialma. The Gemara says he finds out later on that the generally accepted psak is one way, not the other way.
But like when we say the Shulchan Aruch, and what does that mean that it was psak makubal by for Mishnah? How is that?
The way the halacha is practiced indicates what was accepted. Like the Gemara has sometimes puk chazi mayama debar. What are the people, what's this general practice? Whenever there's a machloikis, so you have to see. No agamo kahani plaso. The Gemara has, sometimes there are machloikis in Tanaim, and no agamo is kovea, indicates how the halacha has been accepted. The minigoylem. If you have a minigoylem, not to keep Shabbos, not to keep kashrus, so that doesn't kovea what the halacha is. But if you have a minig by religious Jews who are observant, and they have a minig to be bakel on something or to be machman on something, so we assume that that indicates that that's the accepted opinion. Yeah, Shveri Gemara is a very Shveri Sugi, famous Shveri Sugi. Okay. Let's see Amud Beis, 10 lines from the top. Dina Nefashis, Yotzim Ibezn Zakayim Azir Moser Lechiyim. The Gemara says, how do you know? Minan Yotzim Ibezn Chayiv. Omay Echa Yeshlam Ram Schus. They want to be Maxim Leschus. Noki al Tarek. Noki means that he's talking innocent. Minan Yotzim Bezin Zakai. How do you know? Tzadik, when you say someone's a Tzadik, just means that he won in court. It's Tzadik Bedina. Noki means he's really innocent. Tzadik means sometimes it's a Loshen Mushal. Sometimes the word Tzadik is a Loshen Mushal. It's Tzadik Bedina. Okay. Then we chilu for the meses, we saw Chayvi Malkis, Chayvi Kolius, we saw. Yeah. Then the Gemara has later. Hey, Machzir Mosa Lechoyva, Omra Priya Baraba, Omra Biechanan, who should top Dobbs in Atsukim Boydim Boy? Abu Top Dobbs Atsukim Boydim Boy, Zilkri Bey Rab, Zilkri Bey Rab means ask the children a cheder. Bey Rab is the yeshiva. So ask the children a cheder, they know they only teach them Chumash, they're not up to between the age of 5 and 10, they just teach them Chumash, they don't know Mishnais yet. So if it's something that you know when you know Chumash, so that's not called Hayro. Hayro is only in the area of Torah Shabbal Peh. Is there anything that can be Tov B'Dovar She'eina Tzdukim Modim Bo? Is there possible to have a mistake in Torah Shabbal Peh? Is everything Torah Shabbichzav? So Amalei, so he answers him, Rabbi Yechanan answers Rabbi Baraba. While the fire is still burning, zilkotz karach v'tzali. Go cut off your vegetables and go broil them. The fire is still burning. So he says, you're in the heat of the learning. You're learning the sugya. So figure it out now. There must be some cases. Most of the cases in Arayis, Noev and Ephes. Most of the cases are Beferish and Chumash. Most of the cases will be zilkri beirav. And there's no room to say they probably just made a mistake, open and shut case. But think about it for a while. It because it's usually it's gonna be a toy bidovishadukin bodim. So what do you have a case in Noif and Ephes that is Dovish Ain Atzdukin Modimba? Where do you have a mistake in Torah Shabbat Peh that's not explicit? And for the Gemara Rabbiach not Shitosh Aloike Darko. So that's a question. So the simple reading in the Gemara is that Bia Shaloi Kedarko, in other words, instead of having Tashmish Derech Eva Anakvus, has Tashmish Derech Neka Beis Arei, backwards, So that's Torah Shebal Peh. So Tosfos says Akasha, the Gemara in Horia says not so. The Gemara in Horia says that that's considered Mishkive Isha, it's Pshuto Shal Mikra. That's Torah Shebichsav, even that's Dovish Hatzdukim Odimbo. Those who don't accept Torah Shebal Peh also believe that there's Bia Shalikadar. So Tosfos says what the Gemara, Tosfos interprets, what the Gemara meant to say was, if you do Harua Shalikadar, Harua is Beferish, Harua means he only did Trilas Bia. That's machlekes. What's tchilas bia? What's gemar bia? That's a machlekes in yivamis. So hara is a pasuk. It's mikore hara. A few times it says hara, and bia shaloi kedarka is also a pasuk. But the combination of both, that's only Torah shabal peh. Hara shaloi kedarka, that doesn't say beferish. But the gemara rejected that in hoirius. Yavagav the parochasam ahi shinuya. Even though the gemara rejects it, when you get to the final maskana, it is correct. If you have maskana, does it mitokim ahi shinuya shaper? The Gemara does stick with that. So the Gemara, Tosfos reinterprets that Gemara. Does mean Shaloi Kedarka. Shaloi Kedarka is Torah Shebichsav. Must be that it means Harua Shaloi Kedarka. Shai.
The Ram says it's only motive by Nida, but not by Shara, right?
Because the pasuk of Harua or Shaloi Kedarka?
Shaloi Kedarka is
only by Nida. Because the original pasuk is only by Nida, not by the others. Okay. Very good. Yeah. Then the Mishnah says other differences between mamas and nefashas. But hakol malamdim schus vein hakol malamdim chava. Who is hakol? Hakol afilu edim. In the case of din and nefashas, we would permit the way edim to be malamed schus. If the, one of the edim says he wants to explain to the members of the bezin why the guy should be potter. So the Gemara says, well, that's a big machlokes hatana. Name Masis and Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda Hivalei Rabbanu D'Tanya. Ve'edechad le'yana b'nefesh lomus. So the simple pshat in the pasuk is that you need two edim. Edechad is not believed. So the Gemara has a different interpretation. After the edim already gave a hagodah seders, can he turn around now and present an argument like a dayan? So the first tana says, ben l'schus ben l'choyva. Edechad le'yana b'nefesh. The Edim, Kivin Shehigid, is the Ein Eid Nasa Dayan. We don't allow him to offer his opinion. Bein L'schus, Bein L'choyv. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. No, it says, Erech L'yana B'nefesh Lomus, L'choyv or not. Ein L'schus, Bein L'choyv or L'choyv. So the Gemara says, should I say, Neim Asisim, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, V'loi Rabbanon, because according to the Rabbanon, we wouldn't allow the Edim to say, not L'schus, not L'choyv. The Gemara says, no, Amar HaPap, Bechem et Amin, and Devi HaKob. No, you don't have to say the Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. It goes, Echad ben Atamin. The guy doesn't have smicha. He's not a member of the Bezen. So if he wants to say L'schus, you let him, you give him schus adibur. You should try to convince the members of the Bezen. And if he wants to say L'choyv, you don't give him the schus adibur. You don't let him speak. And if it would be one of the Edim, then it's a machlek of Satanah, whether you allow him to say even L'schus. Gemara says, my time with Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, because I'm a kor, the Echav, the Yadav, and that is Lomus. Lomus are there, no, I'm not. Loi nehu, this chus. Feg ma, be Rabbonan. How can the Rabbonan say, bein lus, how can the Tanakam say, bein lus chus, bein lechav? What does it do with the word Lomus? It says, but there is only, lechoy vid on this, ve Rabbonan. And for the Gemara didn't explain yet what you do with the word. Rabbonan, what's the logic? Why do you say the Edom are not believed if they want to say, not l'schus, not l'choiva. They want to say l'choiva. Okay, they're strangers. They're not members of the bezin. Want to say l'schus? Why should they be gora from the edim? And the mishum nemerzi can negea be edusai. It doesn't really mean negea be edusai. Negea, there's a din. If a person is a negea be edusai, he can't accept the hagodah seders. Here he gave a hagodah seders. He wasn't a negea in the edus. We're afraid he's a negea in his presentation of his argument like a dayan. You can only, and again, it's not a kosher to serve as an aide, nor is it kosher to serve as a dayan. See, we're afraid. Maybe the aide realizes, I just testified that he did this aveira, and he's gonna get killed because of me. So he wants to back out. We don't let him back out. So he's gonna back out from the results. He's gonna give a whole argument that despite the fact that the case is the way I presented it, that's what happened, but he's still potter. So we're afraid that maybe he only concocted this whole shtickle term because he wants to back out from the Haggadah says, Peshum Nemechsen, Ke Negea be Edusa, means Negea be Dayonusa, not Negea be Edusa. He wants to back out from what he said as the Edus. But what do you do with the pasuk? How can the Tanakhama say you don't listen to the Eidim? Bein l'schus, bein l'chayva. Even l'schus not, but the pasuk erecha le'amer abshit lamus. And with the Gemara, that word lamus goes on the Talmud. In Kiddetanya. Period. That's a difference between lamus and not lamus. There is a difference between l'chayva and l'schus. Then the Gemara has the next din. We already learned this din. Din in the Farsha, some alamed choiva, amalamed schus, in a choiz amalamed choiva. If he first said, I think the guy's potter, and then later on he changes his mind, so we don't give him schus adibur to argue out the case. So Rav says, but you don't leave his vote that he said chayiv. He backed out later on. So he changes his vote when it comes to the final vote. Amara l'shana l'bshas masa mat. We don't give him schus adibur. They try to convince the others that he should be chayiv. Al-bshas ma'adim. Alam schus chozim alam chayiv. He backs out. Okay. Feg demar kasha. But you have the Mishnah later. You need halana sadin. If the roiv of the members of the Sanhedrin think that the guy's chayiv misa, you have to, if they think that he's potter, so you make the Gemara Din Leptur on the same day. But if you think that he's chayiv, the Roiv think that he's chayiv, so you have to have Avonis Adin, and Din in the Farshas, and then they discuss it again tomorrow morning, after sleeping overnight on the top. In Meisvei, Lamorchas, Mashkim, and Mabayin, they wake up early in the morning, and they have the discussion. Mizaka, Amani, Mizak, Mizak, Amani, Mimkoymi. I still stick to my original sheet. I'm chayiv, Amani, Mechayiv, Mechayiv, Amani, Bimkoymi. I'm alam, Mechayiv, I'm alam, Mitzchus, I'm alam, Mitzchus, I'm alam, Mitzchayiv, Freg the Gemara, why can't he back out? You said B'shas Gemara Din, he can back out. Halmachas Gemara Din hu. Why don't you let him back out? Doesn't the Mishnah contradict Rav? The Mishnah says, Dam Lamet Chayva Oimer, Ani HaMechayv, HaMechayv, Ani Bemkayv. I stick to my original Shita. Why does he have to stick to the Shita? If he said, HaMezakoim, Ani HaMezak, HaMezak, Ani Bemkayv. I still stick to my Shita. Why does he have to stick? He can back out. So Gemara says, but the next line is also the same thing. Ani ha-mechayv, ha-mechayv, ani b'mkayv. That the Mishnah says, am lamed chayv, chayz, am lamed tzchus. So why does it say, ani ha-mechayv, ha-mechayv, ani b'mkayv, I still stick to my gun. So that's what the Gemara asks. Gemara asks, for the mochas, Gemara dinu, why don't you let him back out? So Gemara v'lit ta'mech, what do you think? Le mochas, masa matin, mi leka? There's no discussion. Kiktonim b'shas masa matin. That's it, b'shas ma'asama. And it doesn't, the last line goes b'shas ma'asama. The last line goes b'shas ma'asama. But it says, amalam b'tzchus, ein echoiz amalam b'chav, amalam b'chav, ein echoiz amalam b'tzchus. That goes b'shas ma'asama. But b'shas gemara din, Rav is right, that he can't back out. Feg ma'at o'shma, damar ha'v'es mechanina, echad menab talmidim shezika, he said, I think that he's potter. And he says, I want to give a whole presentation. And then he gets a heart attack and he dies. And he never got a chance to say what he said. Yeah. We count his vote. We count his vote. Even though he died. But if you are telling me that the guy has the right to back out, so why should we count the vote of the dead Talmud? Maybe he changed his mind already. Am I? Maybe he'll have a kaim, have a hodabe, hash. Yeah, maybe he would have backed out. So the Gemara said, yeah, if he would have backed out, he would have the right to back out. But he didn't back out. So since he didn't back out, he said, I think that he's potter, and have a good explanation for it. He never got to say it. As if he was still alive. Yeah, the Pashtus is like that. The Talmidim can't vote b'shas the Gemara Din. If the first vote by the Masa Matan comes out that he's potter, so that's the end of the story. The first vote is what the Din is in abstract. That's how we had that Rambam about a Roiv Shnayim. So the first vote is what should the halacha be if such a case should come up? Then the second vote is they're relating this instance to the Din Atar. They say, the din Torah is, in such a case, chayiv, so we paskin that this case fits in with that din. But if the first vote comes out that he's potter, including the aid, or including the aid doesn't have smicha, including the talmidim don't have smicha, so it comes out he's potter, that's the answer, you don't proceed to the next vote. But if in the first vote it came out that he's chayiv, So then you have to have a second vote, that's going to be the Gemara Din. So the Talmud who said, Zika Meis, so we count his vote, even though he died. If he would have backed out, he could back out. But we didn't hear that he backed out. Hashtami Holo Hadabai, so he counted as if he...
He's a Talmud, he doesn't vote.
I think he doesn't vote for the Gemar Din, but for the first vote at the end of the Masa Matna, I think they do count it.
The first vote at the end of the Masa Matna.
Yeah, they had a Masa Matna to discuss what should the Din be in such a case. An abstract, if such a case should come up, what should the Din be? So the Talmuds are for that. The Talmud Zika Umay, so we Zika, so we count his opinion.
Count his opinion. After Halonis Adin already.
Could be before or after Halonis Adin. Either way, either way.
Are we saying if they in the abstract is Chayuv, but then they for the Gemara Din only the Smuchim vote, and that they can vote Potter?
Yeah. If the first time they said the Rav said Potter, so you don't proceed to the second vote. But if the first time they said Chayev, so then you have to have a second vote. So it may turn out in the second vote he'll be Potter. Yeah.
Well, why don't we say the reverse? So in the abstract, it was Potter.
No, if an abstract is Potter, so they can't go weiter. If you say, if such a case should come up, so the vote was that the guy will not be Chayev Misa. So you can't proceed. But if the first vote comes out, such a case come up, he should be chayv misa. That's in theory. Now we have to relate that abstract halacha to this instance. So then we have the second vote. That's what the Rambam says. Oh, the bno, Rav Talmida, you count them as the Gemara say, oh, bno, Rav Talmida. Each one has his own independent opinion, so you count them as two votes. But you can't count hove bno. The father and the son can't be two members of the Sanhedrin. From the stomach, one of them is one of the Talmidim, and one of them is one of the eight, one of the Talmidim. So he says, yeah, he counts by the first vote. But then when it comes to the second vote, that you're relating the abstract halacha to this particular instance, you can't have Ova Bno in the Sanhedrin.
So the abstract is not the identical case that we're discussing?
It is the identical case. They're talking of this case that actually came up. This case has theoretically come up. What would the din be? So if they rave the first time, they rave including the Ovah B'nai, including everybody, if the rave say Pater, so that's the halacha, you can't proceed to the next step. But if the rave say Chayv, an abstract should be Chayv, then we, now there's a new Shaila. Now should we relate, should we apply that abstract into this case? So now Ovah B'nai can't count, and the Talmud doesn't have smichas, so he can't count either. Ovah B'nai, obviously one of them is the Talmud, either the father or the son is the Talmud. You can't have the father and the son both on the business. So the same thing, over Benoy or Talmidim, so they don't vote on the second vote. The second vote is only for those who are members of the Bezin. So it may turn out that the first vote said Chayiv, the second vote was Zayt Potter.
So if on that, that the vote Benoy is the abstract, that you could have a father and a son. So far, there's not a problem at that stage of he gave not said dying.
If what?
I'm
just like Krayv Magud, so why should there be a problem of Einaid Nasa Dain?
Right. So it's possible that the Gemara report is like not the Kapha.
Yeah, the aid. I mean, if the aid wants to say Malamed Tzchus, the aid can't be one of the members of the Bezin, because he can't be a Mekabel his own aid. So obviously, the aid is not one of the members of the Bezin. So the eight can only say l'schus, he can't say l'chayva. According to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudi, he can say l'schus, can't say l'chayva. So you're right. You say, ein eid nasa dain doesn't apply here. That is correct. Just like Ova Bno, can both be included, even though k'rayvim are not accepted for a bezin. But for the first psak of the bezin, that's just an abstract. That is good. K'rayvim can be. So here also, ein eid nasa dain doesn't apply. By the Masa Matan doesn't apply.
So he shouldn't be
Melamed Chayva. Yeah, we pass like Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yudah.
And according to that he could be Melamed, he could be on a Lissos. would he also count a vote? Or is it just he could just present an argument, but he won't count?
I think he does count for the first vote, like the Rambam says. The Rambam says, other b'no count as two on the first vote, on the second vote not. So Mesamir also, Eid Nasa dies. You can't include him for the second vote. The first vote, you probably can include him. If the Bezdin says that he said something of value. The Bezdin said they just got Tachainik, so you scrap it up. You just forget it. But if the Bezdin said he said a good vote, so then he counts as one opinion, the schus. Yeah. So what Nachama, Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Chanina is the one who came up with this idea. Echem en atam shizika meis, roi mas ikivu hu chai v'yamim mikama. The Gemara says it then, hashta mi holo hadabai, didn't back out yet, didn't back out, so it counts in one opinion. Frek di Gemara, v'shoch mitam, they sent a message from Eretz Yisrael to the Rabbanim in Bavel, adivir Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Chanina, motze michlao rabbeinu. Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Chanina, on the first white line, says, echem en atam shizika meis, that contradicts Rav. Rab is Rabbeinu. The later Amoraim referred to Rab as Rabbeinu. Rab said, you can back out, B'shaz Kamardin, Hamalam Itzchus, Chazim Alam Lechavi, B'shaz Kamardin. And they just said before, Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Chanina contradicts Rab. The Divi Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Chanina, Motzim Mechalal Rabbeinu. It's in contradiction to what Rab said. They don't agree. So the Gemara just said before, it's not in contradiction. The Gemara just said, Neighbor, why don't you say Ilah Habakim Habahadabe? The Gemara says, no, Hashtami Halahadabe, didn't back out. The Gemara says, not Enemotzi, but the correct version, what they said, Shalchamitam, they never said Motzi Mechlal Rabbeinu, it's in contradiction to Rav. What they said was, Enemotzi Mechlal Rabbeinu, does not contradict Rav. Does not contradict. Hashtami Halahadabe. So we count his vote when it comes to the first vote. We count the vote of the Talmud, Shizikomes.
First vote, meaning the abstract vote?
Yeah. The first vote, and what should the din be if such a case would come up? In Issa the Heter, it's always abstract. So you can ask a shayla to a korev, you can ask a shayla to a korev. A woman can ask a shayla hilchas nido, you can ask a shayla basam chala to a relative. There's no psul of krovim by Issa the Heter, because the psak is always an abstract. You're never paskining on this piece of flesh. A din Torah, din imamis and the fashi, you're paskining on this case. Ish ploni ata zak, ish ploni ata chayv. Or in a din in the fash, he's paskening that he's chayv malchus, he's chayv misa, he's chayv golus. So that's why kroivim are no good by Sanhedrin and by the din Torah. But kroivim are acceptable by Yisrael Hatan, because it's never a psak on the case. Case is never always get paskened. That's what Rav Soloveitchik said. I think he must have mentioned the first day when we first started the Masechta. They say over the name of Rabbi Yonasan Abishitz, why is it that if the Rav paskens that an animal is a trefa in the slaughterhouse, the animal is a trefa and the hefsid of $5,000, the butcher is not angry at the rabbi. And if there'll be a din Torah over $2 and one guy loses, he'll never forgive the rabbi. He'll hold the rabbi as his enemy. He just only lost $2 and he's angry forever. And there he loses $5,000, he'll be angry forever. So the same name of Rabbi Innocent Abishitz, that I'm not so angry that I lost $5,000, I'm angry that the other, my Baldin Shekeneged, won it. That's why I'm angry. That's what Rabbi Innocent Abishitz said. That's the psychology. So Rabbi Soloveitchik said, oh, Yishloimar, leave out that psychology. He said, if you're paskening Yisrael Behetah, you're not really paskening on his behemoth, you're paskening in abstract. If such a shaila should come up, the din should be that it should be us. I didn't really pasken on your behemoth. Lashenikain in a dinter and any moment it's your paskan on this particular case. That's why you say Beidina bas Beidina loy daiki. If one bezin gave a psak, a later bezin has no right to reopen the case. The case is closed already. In Issa Behetar, even though the first chacham, there's a din in the Gemara chacham shos, ein chaber reshoi lahatir. So the Rishonim work hard to try to figure out what's the reason. And dini mamanis and a dinter mamanis and the fasha said simple. Beidina basa beidina loydaki. Once the bezin, once one bezin gives a psak, no later bezin has a right to be medayek to pick on the psak of the first bezin. The first psak always get paskant already, finished. The case is always get paskant. But in Issa Veheta, it's not always get paskant. So that's why they give different reasons. Why do you say, Chacham shasein chaver shalahat? Some say mishum kvoro shavishan, and others say mishum shavi anap shechaticha disur, other reasons. But no one really says that the case is always get paskin. It's not. He said, you don't paskin on a particular piece of flesh. Yeah. So the Gemara says, right, Toshma, the Mishnah describes Shnei Sefer Adiyar Marim Dimlafem. You have two court stenographers that keep records. Echad Men Min Vechad Men Asmal, because the Rav Zak, the Rav Mechayvim. And they write down everybody's argument. Bishleim, the Rav Mechayvim. You have to write down the reason why he said Chayiv Nisi. You have to write down the reason why Lamachach, that what? Machachos the time Achene brought him up and Alon Sadin again. On the first day, when you had the whole discussion about this Chayiv Nisa, so the din requires Alon Sadin. So all the Dayanim have to think it over. What if one of the guys said Chayiv today, tomorrow he says Chayiv again is a different reason? So then you have to think that over again. You need another Alon Sadin. But that's what they have to write on Divri Hamachayivim. It's not enough to write down Reuben said Chayiv. Reuben and Shimon said Chayiv and Levi said Potter. In Nefoshes, you have to give the reason why, because if he comes up with a different reason why he's chayv, then you need another halonas adin. El adibra, mzak my time. Why do you have to write down the reason why he says potter my time? Amishum must be dichoz time achmin alachayva loimash gechinan behu. What does the Gemara say? Rav claims that b'shas gemara din you can't back out. So the Gemara is asking a gakasha against the Rav, that the Mishnah says that the court stenographers keep records of everything. Divrei Hamzakim, the Divrei Hamechayvim. So Bishleim and Divrei Hamechayvim, they write the reason why he's chayiv, because in case tomorrow he'll say, stick to his guns, ani mechayiv acham, mechayiv ani b'mkoyim, but he'll give a different reason, then you need another halonis adim. But why do you have to write down Divrei Hamzakim? Why do you have to write down the reason why he says potter? That's what they're asking. Why do you have to write down the reason why he said potter? You should write down who said Pater, that Aram Lamed Schus Ein Echaiz Malamed Chavis, so we'll know later on, not to give him the Schus Adibur, not to give him the floor if he wants to explain that the guy should be Chayiv Misa. So the Gemara is asking, but why do you write Divri HaMazakim? So what do they explain? Divri HaMazakim, my time, Lam Shem Dichoz, the time Achrin Alechoiv, what do you mean? Time Achrin Alechoiv, Lam Ashgechin and Bohu. How do you translate that? Not a different reason, L'chayva. He changed his mind. He says L'chayva. Originally he said L'schus, and now he says L'chayva. So, Malamed Schus, Ein Echoiz Malamed Chayva. So, Gemara says, doesn't it contradict Rav? How does it contradict Rav? We just said, tomorrow also they're gonna have a Masa Matan tomorrow. B'shas Masa Matan, you don't give them the Schus Adib. What did the Gemara say? Might Eladib Hamazakim, my time. What's the question? Why did we write down the reason why he said Potter? It's just write down all the Dayanim said Potter. So we'll know whoever said Potter, we won't give him the floor to say, to try to convince the other why he should be Chayv. But the Gemara was asking, so we have to write down who said Potter. What do you have to write down the reason why he said Potter? Eladib Hamazakim, my time. Why do you have to write down the reason why he said Potter? So the Gemara somehow makes it better here. I don't understand. La Mishum must be because the Chosat Taim Achrin Alechayva Loi Mashgechin on Behu. They thought that this contradicts Rav. How does it contradict?
The first, when they talk abstract.
Right.
Maybe later he can change his mind, right?
Rav holds that later he can change his mind, yeah. So what was the question? Divrei Hamzak and my time are. The question was, why do you write down the argument that he said? The argument that he said. Just write down that he said Pater, so we won't give him the floor. If he wants to explain why he changed his mind, why he's Chayiv, we won't give him the floor.
Maybe one.
But does the Mark explain why you write that Divrei Hamazakim, the reason why he's Pater?
He gets the floor the second time, doesn't he?
Rav claims he can back out and say Chayiv. So the Mark's quoting from the Mishnah, trying to say Toshma, the Mishnah contradicts Rav. How do they think the Mishnah contradicts Rav?
Is it the implication that only in this case you'll let him? If you see it's a contradictory reason, but otherwise you would let him be closer?
That what?
That only in this case we see it's a different reason we want to let him be closer, but otherwise we would let him be closer?
I don't understand. What are you saying? Nachmal, does Rashi explain anything here? Misa, the Ochalasabai. What do you have to write the reason why he said Potimishum Shas Masam Andala Mochar when they have the Masam Matan? So we shouldn't give him the right to speak to explain why he's Chayiv. Amilsa Bialmahi Kadeshi Yechazer Achar Haschus Lich the Plani Zika. Let him just write Reuben and Shimon said Potter. Not the time. Why do you have to write down the reason why he said Potter? That's the Gemara's question. Why do you have to write down the reason? Don't you see that Rav is wrong? You have to write down the reason why he said Potter. If you're not going to write down the reason why he said Potter, so he's going to come and say, I made a mistake on a Dovashat Zdukim Odinbo. So just like Yotzim Ibezin Zakai doesn't apply to Dovashat Zdukim Odinbo, so too, Amalamet Zchusen El Chayz Malamet Chayva doesn't apply if he made a mistake on a Dovashat Zdukim Odinbo. So the guy will be able to taina, I made a mistake, Dovashat Zdukim Odinbo. I want to explain why it's wrong. So that's why we have to write down Divri HaMazakim, the reason why he said Potter, so he shouldn't be able to tie it tomorrow, that his mistake was one, but Dovashat Zdukim Odinbo. That's how Rashi reads the Gemara, Nochamon. Again, Bishleim Adivri HaMachayim, you have to write down the reason why he said Chayiv, because L'machu Chazit HaMachayim Bolem HaNalanis HaDin, again, if he comes up with a new reason why Chayiv, so they have to sleep over that. And the Adivri HaMachayim, you have to write the reason why he said Potter. Just write down, he said Potter. We won't give him the schus adibur to explain why he should be chayv. So it must be, lam shem dichoz etayim rachmin ala chayva, lam ashgechin on bohu. Nachamo. It must be, so Rashi said, the reason that he said Potter, that he shouldn't be able to tie it tomorrow, that I made a mistake on a dovash ha-dukim, but I'm going to have a right to back out.
So it's a good
one. Huh?
Do that anyway. If he realizes he made a mistake, so he can.
Rashi says, if you just write down Reuben and Shimon said Potter, Reuben may come back and say, oh, I made a mistake, but Dovashat Zdukim Odinbo was such an obvious mistake, it was a Chumash, that's how I want to back out. So that's not enough just to write down Reuben and Shimon said Potter. If that Reuben and Shimon said Potter for reason X, and then he's going to come later and say, I made a mistake with Dovashat Zdukim Odinbo, well, see, it's not true. So he won't give him the floor. So that's a good explanation why you have to write down Divri HaMazakim. He shouldn't be able to tie it later. I made a mistake with Dovashat Zdukim Bodimbo. So how do you read the Gemara? That's not why. Rashi explained why. If he backs up, he won't listen. He'll come up with the time, but not sure the time. Every name, Dovashat Zdukim Odinbo. So Rashi gave a good explanation. So how do you read the Gemara? The Divri HaMazakim my time. Why do you have to write down the reason why he says Potter? Just write down that he said Potter, and we won't give him the floor to say Chayv. So Rashi says no. He'll be able to tie it later on. I made a mistake with Dovashat Zdukim Odinbo. So you have to write down the reason. He won't be able to tie it like that later. So good. So Rashi already answered it. So Mara says, "Lam Hashem diyachos time achrin l'chay mashgiachin ebohu." How does it? Rashi just explained the Gemara. Rashi explained the Mishnah. How do you read the Gemara right?
He could be lying. He really didn't mean Dovashat Zdukim Odinbo.
Oh, so the Rashi said that's why you have to keep records. What was the reason why he said Potter? So in case of Taina, I made a mistake when I said Potter. I made a mistake on Chumash. And really, the guy's chayef, and it was a Dovashat Zdukim Odinbo, but you have to give me the right to speak. So we say, your mistake was not with Dovashat Zdukim Odinbo. So Rashi explained the Mishnah very well. So Rashi explained it so well. So how do you read the next line in the Gemara? I don't know. You have to look in the Rishon. Okay, we got to run to Davi Mincha. Okay. Got to figure out Mishnah in the Gemara. So tomorrow's a regular day, I think, no?
Yes.
Regulars can be. Okay.
Yesterday,